Hello everyone, and welcome to the channel that helps you co-create your life. I am Shantae, also known as Mrs. 4D, and I'm going to bring you little podcasts to help you get in charge of your life, take charge of what you want. So yes, we are in 2020. You made it. We're in a new decade. But now, what are you going to do? What choices are you going to make? Do you know the steps that you take in January, the preparation that you take to make an impact, will make an impact on your life, big or small? So why not? Why not take this time to figure out what you want to do, set the groundwork for it, and run? And while you're doing that, I will be here to help guide you, to give you some nuggets. I'll talk about some business. I'll talk about some spiritual. I'll talk about things that you probably don't even think to talk about. But I'm here for you. And like always, I love donations. Donations keep me here. So if you want to keep me here, a little small donation goes a long way. But today, I want to talk about your intentions. What are your intentions for 2020? And your intentions are your thoughts. The things that you set and put into the universe, the things that you release into the universe, they can be positive and they also can be negative. But we're not going to go there. We're not going to set negative intentions into the universe. We're going to fill the universe with our wonderful intentions. So before we dive in, let's get a quick exercise in so we can focus. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Oh, that was so refreshing and clearing. That felt great. So let's dive in. Setting your intentions to make sure you're good for 2020. So what is it that you want out of 2020? Is it more money? Is it a better career? Is it a new lover? What exactly is it? But until you figure out within what it is that you want, let's focus on your intentions. So you're asking me, Shantae, how do I set my intentions? You sit down and you journal and you write it down and you make it clear. You make it black and white. You make it so clear that the universe understands wholeheartedly what it is that you want and they give it to you. That is setting your intentions. So let's begin by journaling. Write it down. Now, you're going to hear me talk often about journaling. It's not your traditional journaling with your dear diary. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is organized writing, putting your thoughts into an organized area so that when you come back to them, you won't have a hard time setting it out. You can clearly see your goals a mile away. That's what I'm talking about. Organized writing. So you can go to your local dollar store, get a little journal, a cheap one, not one that's expensive. Or if you want to binge a little, hey, get your $3-4 journal. But write it down, categorize it. If it's for your business, put your different sessions of your business. Journaling those things down will, I promise you, you'll start to see those come into fruition. So your intentions. Let's talk about that. Deep. Why do you want the things you want? Why in 2019 you said that I'm going to get this in 2020, no matter what, the cost won't be too high. I'm going to do it. That goal, you said it and you meant it. So how are you going to put it into action? Are you just going to talk about it or are you going to manifest it? Let's see. A smart person think about an idea, but a wise person writes the idea down. And that's what I want you to do, is put your intentions on paper, document them so the experience will be solidified, and then you can build goals around your intention. But before you write it down, sit and meditate with yourself and see why you really want this. And after you figure out why you really want this, what type of impact it will have on your life and those that you love the most, then write down how you're going to go get it. What steps do you need to take every month, every day, then within the day to achieve it? Remember, your goals, any goal is attainable. People train to run marathons, but there were things they did every single day to make sure they were ready for the marathon. That's what you need to do with your goals. Divide your things out and decide what you want to do every day to attain your goals. And then you'll win. You will always win if you do that. So I wanted to come on briefly just to give you a little bit of information to set the tone for 2020 and let you know you can do anything you want to do, but set the intentions first. Set the intentions first and lay the groundwork and it'll achieve. And you'll achieve it. I promise you. Well, all right. This has been Mrs. 4D. Have a wonderful day. Let's start this 2020 outright.